Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. All right, what happens in the conflict between Israel and Iran, and the level of U.S. involvement is anybody's guess.
President Trump will not say if he's decided to order a U.S. strike on Iran. Asked if he'll move forward.
You don't seriously think I'm going to answer that question?
At the White House.
I may do it, I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth tells a Senate panel he's given the president strike options, but will not say if the military will help with Israeli strikes on Iran.
Any decisions on this matter are at the presidential level.
In Tehran, Iran's supreme leader rejected U.S. calls for an unconditional surrender. The president's response?
Say good luck.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
All right, look, here's my concern, and I love this show, and I love that we're doing like news briefs here, but we can, you know, comment on it, unlike the, you know, the objective news. Look, here's my problem with this. President Trump is acting like Iran has no alternatives, no resources to get back at us. There are terror cells in the United States. If I'm not mistaken, they can reach U.S. military bases. They can cause a lot of trouble for us. They can bring us into this. If the president has this bully mentality and acts like Iran can't do anything, Iran's going to prove they can. I hope it doesn't get to that point. Missile strikes are taking a back seat now. Israeli warplanes are hammering the Iranian capital.
A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry has issued a warning that an American intervention in the ongoing Israeli strikes targeting his country would spark an all-out war. Esmail Bagarai made the comments in an interview live on Al Jazeera English. It was his first in the ongoing conflict. Donald Trump initially distanced himself from Israeli strikes on Iran, but has hinted at greater U.S. involvement, saying he wants something much bigger than a ceasefire. The U.S. has also sent warplanes to the region. Israel warplanes pounded Iran's capital overnight and into Wednesday, hitting a facility used to make uranium centrifuges and another that made missile components, the Israeli military says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
All right, an appeals court is hearing arguments about President Trump's deployment of the troops to Los Angeles.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco heard arguments on whether the Trump administration should return control of National Guard troops to California.
The statute says the president may call into federal service members and units of the Guard of any state in such numbers that he considers necessary.
That's Brett Shumate, the federal government's attorney. Shumate pointed to the ongoing protests in Los Angeles and said the Guard is necessary to protect federal officers and buildings. Last week, Governor Gavin Newsom filed a lawsuit. He accused President Trump of inflaming tensions, breaching state sovereignty, and wasting resources. A federal judge ruled that the Guard deployment was illegal and exceeded Trump's authority. That decision was halted after the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily paused the order, which directed Trump to return control of the soldiers to Newsom. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
All right, the big beautiful bill passed by the House is getting picked apart like a vulture picks apart the carcass of a dead gazelle in the Senate. Republicans plan to get it done before July 4th, but apparently that's not going to happen.
Senate Republicans are proposing deeper Medicaid cuts, including work requirements for parents of teens, as they look for ways to offset tax breaks in their version of what President Trump calls the big, beautiful bill.
We're making some common sense reforms to Medicaid to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the cuts are much needed.
Removing people who should not be on the rolls.
For parents who will have to work to receive food aid, the Senate changed the proposed age of children from 7 in the House bill to 10 years old. It also boosts a tax break for seniors to $6,000. It keeps a $10,000 cap on deductions for state and local taxes, something some GOP lawmakers in high-tax states want to quadruple. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says even a few reluctant Republicans could force big changes to the bill.
More hospitals will close, especially rural hospitals. And I tell my colleagues,
That's mainly in red states.
GOP leaders are pushing to fast-track the bill. President Trump has asked for a vote by the 4th of July. I'm Jennifer King.
All right, security officials are telling senators that threats to lawmakers are on the rise, but law enforcement does not have the resources to respond.
Security officials briefed senators on Capitol Hill in the wake of politically motivated assassinations in Minnesota. The suspect had dozens of members of Congress in addition to state lawmakers and others on this list. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasted budget cuts to a Department of Homeland Security initiative.
Right now, we need to give law enforcement more resources to prevent these horrific attacks, not less. A program in charge of doing these things shouldn't have fewer than 10 people and be led by a 22-year-old with no experience.
The program, known as CP3, is tasked with preventing targeted violence and terrorism. Schumer also says,
when political opponents are treated like enemies, danger follows.
Credible threats to members of Congress have more than doubled in the last decade. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All right. Asked if he had spoken to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, a Democrat, about the horrific assassinations in Minnesota of Democrats, President Trump chose partisan politics over decency.
I think the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out. I'm not calling him. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
Interesting that he says the guy doesn't have a clue, he's a mess. There are people who use those words to describe the President of the United States. The previous administration warned that Americans are drinking too much. The current administration has decided to stop warning Americans that they're drinking too much.
The current U.S. dietary guidelines say women should have no more than one drink a day and men should have no more than two. The new guidelines will likely not recommend any specific number, but simply encourage Americans to drink in moderation. It would be a big change months after former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy called for warning labels on alcoholic drinks about the possible cancer risks. Oncologist Dr. Dale Shepard.
More people die every year of preventable alcohol-related cancers than drunken driving.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
All right. Also, the administration has stopped the program to determine whether or not it's true that every woman is one drink away from being a lesbian. All right. After hearing a lot of testimony in the Sean Diddy Combs trial concerning the freak-offs, it was time for the jury to actually watch video of the Diddy freak-offs.
After weeks of testimony from Sean Diddy Combs' ex-girlfriends about sex marathons, jurors at his trial got to see videos of them, which are at the heart of the case. Brief clips of three videos were available for viewing only by jurors, the judge, and lawyers because of their explicit nature. Combs listened through headphones as the videos were shown. Defense lawyers have said they proved the music mogul was engaging in consensual sex rather than committing crimes. He's pleaded not guilty. After 6 weeks of witnesses and evidence, prosecutors said they plan to rest their case on Wednesday. After that, Combs' lawyers say they'll start calling witnesses. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And in the interest of accuracy, the jurors asked to watch the video a second time. And that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.